Shaka Zulu is in the house.
Y'all already know who that is. That's Simon.
Hey, I said my name is Shaka Zulu. How are you guys doing today?
Oh my goodness.
How was your week? Was it good? It was excellent?
Yeah. I had a really great week. So this past week was my 1 year anniversary with my boyfriend.
Aww.
So we got to go see ASAP Ferg. He was at the Fillmore. It was lit.
When I tell y'all, it was lit.
I know.
Rob,
every time I go to like,
check with me.
Every time I go to a concert and like I put it on like my Instagram, or whatever, you can always hear me screaming really loud in the background. And I was drunk, but you know, you can always hear me. I didn't realize he had so many bangers. Like I was really in there, like twerking and everything. It was really fun. So I had a really great week, and actually tomorrow I'm gonna be going to Paris, so I'm really excited.
Oh, you out tomorrow? That's
lit.
Yeah,
I go tomorrow. First time to going to Europe. I'm just ready to go on vacation and chill.
Get them stamps.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to fill up all the
rock
pages
the
in
stamps.
My passport.
Rock up the stamps, yeah. Rock up.
Like, nah. Well, happy 1 year anniversary.
Thank you.
Dang, y'all knew each other for a year already?
I know, right?
It felt like yesterday I just met you, like, dang. God, time flies.
It really I actually does. Had a pretty good week. My sister came to visit me, and I haven't seen her all year. Yes, the year just started, but me and my sister normally bring in a year together. And
so we just helped her move like a couple months
ago. You know
ago,
what?
But
that I was, see my sister like every 3 weeks. We try to see each other, so it's been a while, but we got to spend some quality time together.
Where does she live?
She lives in New York.
Okay, that's
so
not bad.
It's not that far. Yeah, we've been celebrating her new promotion, so.
Yay.
Oh, that's what's up. Congrats.
Sister.
Congrats. This week has been draining already. It's just, what's today, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Shit, this week has been crazy already, but, you know.
It's just Tuesday.
I have the faith that I could make it till Friday because I'm going to Atlanta, so.
ATL.
What you doing in Atlanta?
It's one of my boys. It's my line brother. He having a baby shower, so, you know. Aww, we all nice. Linking up out there, and then we going to take a little tour around the town, have some fun, you know.
You've been to Atlanta before?
Yeah, I've been to Atlanta a few times.
Oh, okay.
This is probably like my 50th time going, for real.
What is he having? Do you know?
He's having twins, a boy and a girl.
Ooh. Oh, the perfect match.
Shout out to Jay Warner, man.
That's but so yeah. nice.
If I was to have a child right now, I would want to have twins.
You want to have twins?
Get
him
boys.
Out, get them out the way
Why
early,
you want two
week?
Boys?
I don't know. I want boys for some reason. I don't know.
I want all boys and one girl. I want the girl to be the last one. So I could spoil
why?
It. Huh? Just because she had older brothers. So if anybody try to fuck with her, they going to be like, what's good with it? And she going to be the baby. And I'm going to spoil the shit out of her. You know what I mean?
Well, I want.
It said that.
Oh, sorry.
Girls make the father a little softer. So I don't want to have the girl first time around, because then my boy's going to come out and do whatever the fuck they want, because I'm going to be a soft parent at this point.
I don't
so,
think that's true.
So I just want to have the boys first,
if you a soft
be mean as shit,
you soft
just girl. Be mean as shit to the boys, and then when I had the girls, I'd be nice as shit. Like, that's just how
I guess I understand that logic. I just want my boy first, and then I could have boy, girl, boy, girl. It doesn't
right,
matter.
Just
I just want my little boy first. I already know what his name is going to be. Like,
what's his girl? I'm picking out baby names.
Yeah, you know.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah, I'm about to steal that joint.
You're not gonna say it.
Well, you probably wouldn't.
Okay, you're right.
Makeup.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
All right, so what are we discussing today? We're talking about gender roles. Gender roles. What does that mean to you guys? Gender roles.
Trading places.
That Usher. We should put that like
that
little
was,
snippet
that
of that
was
song.
That was a banger, too. That was a banger.
I love that song. Not only did I love the song, I love the video.
Yeah.
It was kind
of. Don't remember it, sorry.
You remember the video?
I don't, honestly don't. I wasn't
oh,
really...
you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about Moving Mountains. Really? That's what video, I no. When you said that, that's what I thought of.
She was like being all aggressive with him. She was
the
crossing
guy.
Gender lines or whatever.
Because she was aggressive, so women can't be aggressive.
What does gender role even mean?
So when you look online and you look at the real definition, gender roles or behavior learnings by persons inappropriate to their gender, determined by the prevailing culture and norms.
So it's basically...
So what does that mean in layman's terms? Like...
That just means, I guess, in layman's terms, it just means what you're supposed to do as a man and what you're supposed to do as a woman. You learn as you get, as you're growing. Like, men should allow the women to go in a door first. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be taught that stuff, but some dudes, they're not taught that, so they miss that opportunity, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's basically how society view men and women. Like, men are expected to do XYZ. Women are expected to do XYZ.
Yeah. That's I also think you get it from your parents, who probably got it from, you know, social.
Grandma,
or yeah, the society and all that stuff. But I think your parents really influence those gender roles. You have parents who treat their sons different from their daughters. True. You know, sons can do this, but daughters can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all are living in the same house, but you have different rules. So I really think parents are probably one of the biggest influencers in gender roles.
True.
But
I feel like back in the day, like growing up, I just remember like the women are responsible for like cooking.
Yeah.
And cleaning.
Yeah.
And household duties.
Yeah.
But
I feel like that's like old school. Like even if you go back in time, you have the men that go doing the hunting. They bring the food home, and then the woman's supposed to cook it. They prep it and all that. I feel nowadays it's more, you have a lot of independent women that are out here doing shit for themselves, so they could do all that shit now. Like, if you're talking gender roles back then to now, I feel like they alter a little bit. Because I meet a lot of women nowadays that's just, nigga, you can't do shit for me. I got this on my own. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm independent. I-N-D-E-P-E. You know, all that, the whole nine, but...
That was the song.
I know it was. I know, that's probably... That's where that shit started at. He fucked the game up.
I actually learned how to spell independent because...
No. My favorite was the Neo song.
Which
remember?
One?
Miss Independent. I can't sing, y'all. Oh, God.
I don't know how to spell it from that, but I remember. I thought you was going to say bananas. B-A.
Oh, I learned how to spell bananas from that, too.
I still have to sing the song. Is it B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
Neo made that
it's
song?
It's bananas.
What?
Neo made that song?
No.
I no.
Stop playing with me.
Wait, who made that song?
I don't know, but she said you said Neo, and she went to bananas. I was like, what? Oh, I didn't know he made that song, too. Because, you know, he be ghostwriting for people. It was a real question.
He probably did write that song. Who knows?
I definitely feel like it's a big difference between, like, back in the day. I'm not even talking about our parents' generation. I'm talking about our grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the difference between what's expected of men and women back then from now is, like, completely different.
So, in your head, what are you thinking about when you think about back then? Like, what was expected of the guy and expected of the girl?
I feel like the men were responsible for providing.
Okay.
Like, they were solely responsible for providing for the household needs. Whether that's basically the money. They were the breadwinners. Like, they were responsible for going out to work. Nine times out of ten, they were working for, like, long hours. When they come home, the woman was supposed to have the kids ready to eat, the prepared to go to bed, the house clean, and the dinner ready for the husband to eat. And then they make, because it was a lot of baby making back then, too. Like,
so I think that it worked for that time. Like, I mean, I feel like it could work now, too, if that's what you decide. So, like, my parents, my mom, she was a stay-at-home mom when I was younger. And, like, growing up, I didn't think anything was weird about that. I actually, like, admire her for doing that, you know what I'm saying? Because people try to make it seem like, oh, you just staying at home. But it was a lot of work. And I know it's a lot of work because I know me and my siblings were a lot of work. And she even talks about it to this day, how much she actually had to cook. And me, being by myself, knowing how much I eat and how much I had to cook for my damn self. And then she had to cook for four of us, like, including my dad, like, and my dad. So it was like, wow, I can't even imagine just cooking alone. laundry, mm-hmm. taking care of kids. And then when your kid's talking about something, no, I don't want to do that. And then it's just like
a whole nother.
It's a whole
that shit's like, a job in its own for real.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You mean it's staying at home, but you're still working like shit.
Yeah, I definitely would never knock a stay at home mom.
No, never.
It's a lot that goes into it. Like you're with your child 24/7, and a lot of parents, what they do is they take their kids to daycare.
Yeah.
So 6 to 8 hours, you're not with that child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're not managing that behavior that mm-hmm. the daycare provider is seeing. And the women that are staying at home raising these kids, it's a lot that goes into it.
But, you know, there's also stay-at-home dads. Like, there are dads who take this on. And, you know, people never really talk about it. But, you know, it's since society has made it seem like, oh, women are supposed to do this, when men do it, they, like, have, like, a really, like, it's, like, a whole game changer. So, again, my dad, he did a stay-at-home dad thing, too. Mm-hmm. And you definitely got to see the difference between my mom and my dad when they did it. And it's just, it's something about the mother's touch. You know, my dad did a great job. But something about a mother's touch. But the stay-at-home dads, it's... You know, they grow up thinking like, oh, I need to be a man, I need to provide, I need to do this, that, and the other. And then to be in a completely opposite role is like mm-hmm. a game changer.
But I think that's like more on who's the breadwinner too. Like if
the mom's job,
say she's a CEO of a company and dad happens to be a school teacher, you know what I mean? She's mm-hmm. bringing that bacon in, so if it's like one of us do have to stay home to rear these children in and make sure they grow and they groom correctly, like you got to be the person with the less money because they're used to a certain lifestyle. I went to church on Sunday, and the pastor had said, what did he say? He was like, when you get married, learn how to live on one salary.
Oh, that's probably best advice ever.
Basically, like that's it's two people living on one. Because once you guys learn how to live on that one salary, you guys won't struggle a day in your life.
What? Exactly. How much should they
be making, though?
Hmm?
It doesn't matter. You just need to be able, just in case one spouse loses their job,
and you're still able to maintain with it. It's not like, damn.
That's a hard not
life. I'm hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Or even if you do like 1.5 or something, just have some type of like cushion so you're not sitting there like paycheck to paycheck or like. In the event that one of y'all lose your job, especially the breadwinner, because someone told me the same thing, but they said live on the person's salary who makes the least
now
amount.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah.
You could easily live comfortable on somebody making 90, 100. Like,
exactly.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just feel as though I'm kind of biased when it comes to stay-at-home men. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's probably because I was raised. I see the man as a provider, mm-hmm. and I will want the man that I'm with to provide because all of the men that have been in my life have been providers. Like mm-hmm. by any means necessary, my family is gonna
but
eat.
They're doing. They're providing in a different type of way. They're providing, you know, their time and their effort, just like how a mom would do, mm-hmm. so that you can work if you're the breadwinner, and they provide for your children. They make sure they're okay. Cook, do laundry. So it's you have to like think about it in a different type of providing. Not to say that, like, what you're saying is wrong, but it's just like...
No, I 100% agree. I'm just saying it's hard for me to see a man in that light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if, let's just say, push come to shove, if that was to happen to me and my significant other, then, of course, I would adapt to the situation. But, like, daycare is expensive as mm-hmm. fuck.
But teachers don't make no fucking money.
Like, daycare is expensive as fuck. So, some people literally do. Whoever makes the least, stay at home.
Yeah.
Like, daycare is almost like $2,000 a month. And imagine if you have more than one child under the age of 2 or 3. That's not school age.
And that's a crucial time. Like, they need parents to be or somebody to be there to watch them supervision. Like, they need that supervision. So,
So y'all, I had made a post on Instagram and I asked, if your significant other asked you to quit your job and be a stay-at-home parent, would you? So I did want to shout out one person that commented. I'm going to say their Instagram name, @RENEE_SRC. She said, absolutely. In fact, I wouldn't have to quit my job considering my profession has work-life balance and would allow me to work remote to be a stay-at-home mom.
Must be
so life. Basically, she's saying that whatever profession she in, she can work from home.
That's dope.
I couldn't work from home. I could work from telecommute on some days, but just to solely work from home. But that would actually be pretty amazing if you found a job where you can work at home, get money, and take care of your kids. That's alleviating like a lot of bills.
So for myself, I feel like I wouldn't mind like quitting my job and like being a stay-at-home mom if my spouse would make enough for us to like live comfortably. If they asked me to do it, I'd probably be like hell yeah, because I actually want to, you know, be there for my children during those crucial years. I feel like it wouldn't be a thing of them asking me. It would be like an agreement we both come to. It wouldn't be just be like, hey, I want you to do this, so you got to do it because I'm gonna make the money. And no, it's gonna be like, hey, do you think this is, you know, how we should go about, you know, raising the children? You know, so it would be a combined.
An agreement.
Yeah, it would be like an agreement. It wouldn't just be like my partner telling me to do that. Nobody gonna tell me what to do. So
to be honest, if my husband was to tell me, sweetie, you do not have to work anymore, stay home, bear children, and raise them, I would be like, baby, let's start tonight. Like, I would love to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
First of all, we going shopping. I'm going to be responsible, but my husband will have to make a certain amount of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I would want to maintain the lifestyle that I want.
Yeah.
So if he can bring in paper, I'm going to stay at home. I'm planning trips.
I'm not going to be a stay-at-home dad. I couldn't do it.
Why?
Like, I had no dad growing up until a certain point. I had a stepfather, but my mom has been a grinder all her life, you know what I mean? So I just have, and I have this ambition in me just because of what I've seen growing up through her, where it's like I can't just sit home and do nothing, you know what I mean? I can't do it. I really can't. Like, even in the summertime, like, I was working at a car dealership before I started teaching. I was working at a car dealership. Shit, the times that I'm off, I'm out there doing lift. I can't just sit there and do nothing. Like,
but you
I
wouldn't
have to
be
get
doing
it.
Nothing. You would be raising your children.
I mean, like
that's not nothing.
I couldn't do it.
Simon, you at home?
Okay,
she would have to be making a lot. Shit, she must have to be able to. My checks must be like.
That was the other question. What would they have to make?
No, like.
Well,
like
how,
she'd
so
have to.
Dub, you,
she have to double my checks.
So what like, do you have one, to make to live comfortable? I don't know, because I don't know how finances are when you have children. I just, all I know is that it's just really fucking expensive.
Just
so,
think about
25 pack of diapers
going, last week.
Going for like
just think about the average person's salary.
Okay.
And you're married at the time. Some people are getting married younger and younger. So yeah. I'm not sure what professions they're in, but you have a rate that you start off. Like finances start off 50, 60, like high, depending on what your job is and your profession is.
So combined, you can live off of $100,000, right? If both people make $50,000, right?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think you could live off of, I couldn't live off of $100,000. I feel like 50 for me, for your
$100,000 with children?
That's not a lot
Hell
of money.
Hell no, that's not a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money at all.
Think about it. I don't know about y'all, but some weeks I be living paycheck to paycheck. You know what I mean? And I had that good
I
ass.
I already admitted to
that. Good ass month where I'm like, okay, I saved some bread. Then boom, damn, I need to get a new tire now. Like, you know what I mean?
That literally just happened to me.
Like, you know what I mean? So it's like,
and you're
I be
only
feeling
providing for yourself.
For myself.
Right now.
Yeah, so I'm providing for me, myself, and I do take care of my mom too. You know what I'm saying? But majority of my money.
So how much?
It's all in bills. Everything.
What is this amount that y'all have in your head? If it's you, your spouse, and one child, how much do you need? Supposedly,
we need that $100,000 a year.
You just said that wasn't enough.
Listen, let me finish.
Oh,
let me finish. After tax. All right, I'm not talking about the $100,000 before tax. After tax.
That's so real.
Because they tell you making $50,000, you only see $21,000 in cash in your bank account at the end of the year. Like, so after tax and some side hustling on the side. You know what I mean? Unless you got that foundation of help. If you have a mom and dad that's fully into it, and you have brothers and sisters that are like, here, you could do this, you could do this, and they're taking care of you too, that's different. But if you're doing it on your own,
I would have to say Because if we're talking about 100,000, just split it down the middle, that means one person is making 50 hypothetically and the other person is making 50. That's mm-hmm. nowhere, that's not nearly enough to cover regular bills, rent, student loans, credit card debt, mm-hmm. and any other thing, car insurance. That's a lot. So I would have to say minimum for me to feel comfortable to stay at home with one child, 120, 140 maybe.
Okay.
That seems reasonable.
I would feel comfortable.
That's reasonable.
Staying at home. And then we live in a DMV area. So where we living at? We living in a one bedroom apartment with a crib too? Like, that would be.
That's real.
Do we got two cars? Do we got one car? Like, all of that would have
car
to be.
Car payments.
Exactly. Those are is it paid numbers. Off? Do we like to travel? Are we traveling? Do we want to incorporate that? Do we have a support?
You
like,
know what world?
It would just be so much stuff to go into.
I want to do the give up the way this trial. You know, this free trial of adulting. Can I just go back to being a kid again?
So what age would you
I don't
want to
be a kid again, though.
Shit.
I'd rather have this life than go back to being a kid.
Really?
Any day. Yeah. Yep.
I would not want to go back to being a kid, but I would want to go back to being
teenager.
Maybe.
Nope. Not even a teenager.
I go back to 16. Right now.
No.
Quick, I'll take that trip back quick.
I actually
I'll
love
take,
being independent.
Yeah,
like,
I was
going
to say, I'll
home.
Take this, you know, adulting struggle and all that stuff over being a child or a teenager any day. The fact that I dictate my own life,
yes.
I can literally do whatever. I don't have to ask anyone
whatever.
Any permission.
True.
I don't have to check
I
in
ask my mama now.
Or anything. I mean, yeah, I've run things by them, but something that my dad told me one time, he was like, you know, I don't tell you what to do anymore. I'm just here for advice. You run things by me.
That's
I don't
true.
Tell
I like
you
that.
What I don't tell you how you should live your life. And I really respect that, and I appreciate my dad for that. My dad is like really mm-hmm. Our relationship has gotten a lot better now that I've gotten older. Actually, it's always been good, but it's gotten
you understand. It's like a
yeah,
mutual
it's like a,
understand.
We understand
it's like
each
grown
other.
Now.
Yeah,
we,
yeah,
we
and
gotcha.
I feel like I can talk to him more about mm-hmm. things that you know when I was 16.
Like that, never
shut.
Mind.
So, you know, I want this independent life, this yeah. having my own money. And if I mess up with my money, it's my fault. You know what I mean? I don't, like, I learn from my mistakes. It's no one, you know, I'm not getting in trouble with my parents because I did this, that, and the other. I'm
right.
in trouble with myself. I'm,
right.
you know, not judging myself, but I am not punishing myself. I can't think
no,
of the word.
I
but, like,
listen.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's all on me. You
I
know?
Always say I consult with
I still
with
get
my
in
parents.
Trouble with my grandmother. Like,
yeah.
I don't know about y'all. My grandma still getting my shit, so I still get in trouble.
Well, grandparents, that's different.
It's different. She don't beat my ass no more because she hit me. That shit don't hurt, but.
My mom will still slap the taste out of my mouth like she always says.
Well,
if
yeah.
I get
you can't ever be disrespectful. You know, you can't, you still can't talk to your parents any old type of way, but
mm-hmm.
you can have adult conversations.
Yeah, you can now.
That's
you
the
can.
Thing.
I feel like guys get away with more with their parents, though, than girls.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yes. That's
boys.
Like a fact. That's not even a thing.
Come on,
that's
man.
A, we know.
Men versus women, like, let's be serious. Like, I feel as though, like, growing up, boys I mean, were encouraged to be sexually active, I feel like.
It depends
like.
On who your
yeah.
parents were.
Women,
it depends
please.
Who your parents were, though. I think it depends because I...
Okay, society. Come on now.
Society.
Yeah,
think
society
about it.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about parenting. My
we
bad.
So.
We're talking
well,
about society,
talk about,
yeah, but...
So let's talk about both. So
parenting,
I guess what's your experience?
It all depends on what your parent is teaching you. You know what I mean? Like, granted, my mom ain't... I was told if you masturbate, you may go blind. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? She
that.
Tried whatever to, like, to stop me from doing that. But, I mean, like, I just feel like.
I was just about to say, it just hit me. Because I didn't get it at the same time. Because I'm looking at him like, nigga, what?
I'm just saying, like.
Wait. Did you believe that?
Hell yeah, I believed it.
Oh, really?
For a little bit.
For
I
how long? I wanted to know.
Until I got to, like, going into, like, the ninth grade.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I did.
That's such a nasty scary
little boy
thing
then.
To.
I was like, I'm
gonna
go blind.
Your...
What?
So what made you eventually
I see.
Like try to do it?
I don't know.
You just said, "Fuck it, I'm being."
I don't know.
Them hormones kicked in.
Yeah, I think
that's
I just
high school, not very high school, right?
That, huh?
High school, right?
That's
yeah.
going into high school, like that
yeah.
summer. Like I was just like, oh.
You was like, "Fuck it, it's right there. You go do it."
Mom and dad not home? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But
what was she saying though?
But nah, I don't think I don't. It all depends on your parents because my mom never encouraged me to go hit a joint, like
mm-hmm.
go ahead and go have sex. Son. No, I never heard that from nobody.
No,
you
it's
know?
More like you accept it. Yeah, like if you do do that, you won't get scorned. It's not like you out here,
son, you're a hoe.
Yeah, you out here sleeping with all these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like,
know my mother. Yeah, the fuck she would.
Oh, okay.
I would get in trouble for that shit if I got caught. Oh, hell okay. Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, I know growing
at an early age, hell yeah.
Some parents that I've encountered, or just society in general, that men sleeping around or getting all these girls was more accepted than if a girl said, oh yeah, I lost your virginity. Like, what if she just had sex with her boyfriend? It would still be like end all be all. Mm-hmm. But if a guy's like, yeah, I just met, especially with fathers, I'd be damned if I ever tell my dad anything sexual that I've ever done. Like, no. But a guy, I just feel like it's encouraged. Not even encouraged, it's just accepted.
I mean, when I lost my virginity, I called my mom and let her know.
And what's your mom?
I was growner at that time. Like, you know, I'm not gonna put all my business out there, but I was a little older. So we had a conversation about it.
How did you have that talk?
I don't know. Me and my mom was like my best friend at a point in time. Like, I just talked to her about every little thing. Okay. No matter what it was.
Mine didn't go like that. Actually, it was my dad.
So you guys are probably right.
You told your dad?
I have this thing.
You find out.
Okay. So honestly, I think my dad is psychic or something. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, FYI, before you go, your father's gonna know just by looking at you.
Yeah, or some like he's just gonna
know.
Knew.
He might say something, or he might not. He might choose not to.
Yeah,
but both of your fathers know.
It was the creepiest. They know now.
I'm grown now.
Talking about back then, they knew. I'm talking about when it happened. Then, they knew.
No, so let me tell y'all, like, literally, I have this thing where I don't know, I don't like to lie to my dad. Because I just feel like he already knows the truth. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, at the time, like, when I was young, I felt like the punishment was just going to be worse. I hated being in trouble when I was younger. Like, if you ground me and take my phone when I was a teenager, that was like death. Like, I would have rather take an ass whooping before getting my phone taken away. So, like, when the situation came about and he asked me, I said no at first. And then I immediately was like, yeah, because I was like, I feel like he already knows.
So he just went out on a limb and said.
He asked me. He straight up was like, "Are you a virgin?" And I was like, "Yeah." You know how you be lying, you be emphasizing shit. Yeah, I'm still wanting. No,
I feel like I was like her definitely older. I was grown when I lost my virginity, so for me it wasn't like, "Ooh, I'm scared to tell." It was just like, and me and my mom's relationship is very transparent. Like, I'm not a virgin no more. And she was like,
but you don't think it's because you were older?
It definitely was.
Because if you were younger,
I definitely don't think so.
No. So if you were younger, younger teens,
because a lot of kids start having sex at the age of 14, 15. So if you're like 14, 15, hey mom, I just had sex.
I don't think so. I think my mom would have been okay. I think she would have been open to have a conversation, like the sex talk. Like, we never had a sex talk. It was just like, it is what it is. It wasn't talked about.
After your mom hears the show,
I would never.
I want her to talk to you, and then we'll find out next week. Just let me know what she says next week.
I don't think my mom is very open and understanding. So it's like, if this is what you decided to do, I would rather you come to me and talk about it so you could be prepared for the outcome. Like, she would just do like different hints, like, if y'all using birth control, this and this. Not, are you all using birth control? But she would just give us like warnings about different stuff. I wasn't even having sex back then, but she was just still like, if you are, protect yourself.
Making it, like, it stick always to your mind. Yeah. I feel it.
My daddy is a reverend.
Yeah, I was about to say, I grew up Muslim, so like,
I am not.
God.
It was not. I wasn't supposed to have a boyfriend. I wasn't supposed to be talking to guys. Did I care? No.
True. I feel like my
sister. That's what teenagers do.
Sister could have talked to my dad about anything, but me, I'm the baby. I would have been like, are you crazy? My sister would have been like, daddy, I was popping in the head. I'm just. But me, hell no. I feel like, I don't know. It's just different for men and women. Like, it's different.
I can attest to that.
Even with the dating scene, it's different. Like, if you go out on a date, who's supposed to pay for the first date?
The first date, I say the dude pay for the first date, because usually, like, a dude's going to spark interest in a female. You know what I mean? A woman very rarely is going to be like, hey, I find you attractive, and I want to know if you want.
What? That's how I am. What? That's how.
If it's something I want, oh, you going to know I want it.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Majority of the time, the man's going to pursue, though. That's what I'm trying to say. But majority of the time.
I don't know some hints.
and you gonna know.
So you, maybe y'all different.
I'm different. You guys, my friends. Like,
maybe I ain't fine enough for a girl to be like, I want you.
I don't think that's the case, but like, damn. I know for myself, like, I don't mind going up to a guy and telling him that I think he's attractive, or like, you know, hey, how
it's
you doing?
Flirting. I love flirting.
Like, all right, this is different. No, I'm not talking about flirting.
People
flirt all the time. Like, that's, I'm talking about like pursuing something serious. You guys would just be like, hey, you would go ask a dude on a date?
I'm not gonna walk up to somebody that I don't.
But would you
like,
ask to do? Would you
date.
On the first date that you want? If you see somebody that you're interested in, and y'all start talking, you would take the initiative to be like, "Let's go out."
Do you want
to
go out on
the first
date?
Yeah. So you gonna pay for it?
Because most guys these days, depending on their age, is very lax in that. They would rather come over and chill. No, you're gonna take me out on a date. So if I have to initiate it, then I'm gonna initiate it. If I want to just chill with you, then that's cool. If that's what I want to do, but if you're a person that I can see myself pursuing further, then you're gonna date me. If you're just a person that we just Netflixing and chilling, then that's fine.
How about fire stick and dick? But anyway,
I never heard that one.
Hold on.
Fire stick and dick. Is that what you did?
Fire stick and dick. Netflix and chill. Fire stick and
fire
dick.
Fire stick and dick.
That's hilarious.
You get it? Stick dick. Yeah. All right. But
so that means she has to take the dick if y'all watching the fire stick.
Yeah,
y'all just gonna have
that comes
all
with
these
the territory.
Quotes.
That comes with the territory. But what I'm saying is, I don't know how I'll take a girl that came up to. I don't know how. Me personally, it never happened to me that I could think of where a girl just came up to me and actually tried to pursue me as far as dating, like sex
but
and shit like
that.
Yeah, but dating. I said I've never. It's not the norm for
but
me.
What do you mean by that? Dating. I'm not gonna walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, date me." No. Give me your number. What's your number?
All right. So initially, we said like. The first date, who's responsible to pay for it, mm-hmm. right? So me being the person that I am and how I was raised, it's if I want something, I go get it. Just like you just mm-hmm. said, like you'll go get it. So I just feel like it's more of the man's job to be like, hey, how you doing? Like, initiate it. You know what I'm saying? If that's what he wants. So, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes if a girl was to come up to me and be like, yeah, da-da, in my mind, I'd probably be like, oh, she's trying to let me hit. So, you know what I mean? That probably...
This is very important. So, you're saying that if a girl is the assertive one mm-hmm. and knows what she wants, that you assume that she's just trying to fuck you.
That's a horrible assumption.
That's very horrible. But
and
that's
I feel like there's a lot of more people that think that way because every time, like, me being a male and me chilling with my male friends and stuff like that, and when a girl comes up to us, it's like, oh, he about to fuck. That's the first thing that come on my mind. Be like, oh, he about to fuck that joint. She went back at him.
First of all, if I'm walking up to a group of guys, I don't know which one of y'all I want. I'm just shit, I'm choosing. We have a conversation. And that does not mean that... I'm trying to fuck y'all. What if all four of y'all look attractive? I don't know who I'm going to vibe with. The person that I came over there with may not even be the person that could be mutually interested in me.
True.
It may be the friend that was in the bathroom that walked up. It may be the...
I'm just used to like growing up, even at the middle school dances when I used to go when I was younger. Like it would be like, okay, the dude stand on one side, the girl stand on one side. The dudes would take the initiative to go over there to get the girl that they wanted to dance with. You know what I mean? I'm not used to the girls coming over. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's at 20, because we Naomi, you're kind of still a baby, but at 28, mm-hmm. we're closer to our 30s. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that. I'm gonna go after what I want. And as far as the dating thing goes, I feel as though that a guy should pay for the first date. And I'm solely going based off of society because that's just what the rule, unwritten rule is, that mm-hmm. the man should pay for the first date. However, there was actually this one guy that I met, and we are cool to this day, but ask me, have we ever went on a date? No. His motto is, a girl should pay for the first date. Mine is, the man should. He said, but you want to date me. Nigga, you want to date me? So
I just asked that same question. I was like, so you going to pay for the first date? Like,
really?
If so you go pursue him, like, why not?
He said,
you know what I mean?
Women?
Like, if you going to go for what you want like mm-hmm. that, why not pay for the first date?
Well, clearly I didn't want to ask that much because we still ain't dated. Or went on a date. But he said that the women that he's actually went on a date with, they paid for it. To me...
He the fucking man.
I just feel as
tell him, call me. I need some pointers, yo.
That's just... I'm not reaching... Well, a man can feel the same way. But I just feel weird reaching in my pocket for the first date. The second one, cool. I'll pay. But it's just, I don't know, this is just in my head that the man should pay for the first date.
So I feel like, okay. So that whole thing where the girl like pursues the guy, I feel like the girl can go up to a guy and express interest. That doesn't mean that she's going up to you and that she's like, hey, take me on a date. But like, you can go up to a guy. If you are at a bar and y'all looking at each other and the guy is supposed to come over and talk to the girl, if the girl want to go over there and go talk to him and go flirt, then she can do that. You know what I'm saying? And like, that doesn't mean that she has to pay for the first date. I believe that the guy should pay for the first date, but I don't think that the guy should always have to pay.
Absolutely. He shouldn't have to always pay, like, depending on what you're trying to build.
So at what date do the guys start paying? I mean, do the girls start paying?
Did the girls stop?
Well, I feel like the first couple of ones, like, you know, the guy can pay. But once you guys establish the type of relationship you have, so, like, if you guys are pursuing, like, an actual relationship with each other, then there's no problem with, you know, the girl paying. You know, because I just feel like you need to, the girl should take interest as well. The girl should be like, hey, like, you know.
I got you sometimes. Make her feel good. Like, damn, okay, she got me. So she here for the long run rather than that free meal. Because, you know, that the posts that go on Instagram and stuff, like, I just finessed my way in another free meal. Niggas start to read that shit and be like, hold on, I ain't buying her no fucking meal first. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? That's probably how they think, not me individually.
But if it's serious, then the guy should pay. If it's not, like, I could pay for my own damn food.
Yeah.
But the process of the courting process, like, dictates that.
Mm-hmm. And also, y'all could talk about it. What is the taboo in being like, hey, like, do you think that, you know, do you want me to pay? Like, I'll be like, hey, you want me to pay for this one? Or are you going to get it this time? Or you can even make it into, like, a joking thing. It doesn't have to be this serious topic of, like, who's reaching into they wallet this time? Mm-hmm. Like, just talk about it. Like, and if you guys know that this is something that's not that serious, then it kind of could be easier. And if it's something that is easier, something that is serious, then it's probably easier to talk about it. Like, I know for myself, I have no problem paying sometimes on dates because I just feel like you kicking out all this money, you know, like, I don't know. I feel weird about it. I have money too. So why I work just as much as you do. So why can't I treat you? You know, it shouldn't have to be this whole like, well, you do it this time. And you know, I did it this time. And you know, let's do half. And like, that, who wants to sit here and write down every time you paid for a date?
I feel like that's petty and childish, but I do feel like, you know, it's like, it's hard out here. Like, especially being our age and just getting into like our fields. Whatever, I just feel like when it comes to dating someone, and if it's like that serious pursuit, like I'm really courting you to take it to that long run with, that you should, it should be a balance. Like, I shouldn't have to pay just because I'm the dude every single time we go out. I feel like sometimes I just watch a woman sometimes to see if she at least attempts to reach for it, to be like, yeah, she got it. Even if I know I'm gonna pay, like, I just want to see that.
But is this something, you know, have you ever had that conversation with someone you're dating before?
Yeah, for sure. Like, even the girl I'm dating now, like, I don't pay for every date that we go on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, we have a plan. Like, you know, when we get paid, I got this week. You know what I'm saying? We chill this week. You get the next week. We chill. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm keeping tabs. Like, oh, I did it 2 weeks ago, so it's yours. No, if I feel like taking you out, I'm going to take you the fuck out. Right. If you feel like taking me out, just take me the fuck out. You know what I mean? So we got that.
It's more relaxed. Thing.
Yeah. So,
which is how it should be.
But it all depends on what stage everybody's in, because everybody's not at that.
I was just about to say that. I really think, first of all, it depends on your pockets. Dating can be expensive, especially depending on the person that you're dating. Some people dates can include going to the movies, going out to eat. Some people dates is buying groceries and cooking, and you all chill together.
You gotta be creative out here.
So I really think it depends on that actual person. If somebody is out here getting money, which some people are making six figures right now, if that's the person that you're dating and he doesn't have a problem with reaching in his pocket, getting tickets to games, flying you here and there, then by all means, do it. Some men or women, they don't have it. Like, the person that you may be interested in, they just may not have it. But that doesn't mean that it should affect your dating life. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to find things that fit in their budget. If you know your man don't got it right now, then you reach in your pocket. And if he know you ain't got it, he reach in his pocket. Or do some shit that's convenient to your, sufficient to your, like, your budget. Like, you got $10, then you do a $10 date.
Yeah.
Like, don't go beyond that. And 9 times out of 10, you know if your man or woman has got money. So the shit should not come to a surprise when you're at the dinner table and he or she is looking at you like, you got the bill? Like, oh, nigga, I know you broke here. Like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
So, shit, you could do free dates, too. Just sit in the parking lot. Put a little bit
you know,
music
those
on
free
low,
days are actually
and just watch the cars go by and just have a conversation. That's
yeah,
shit,
those free days cool are too. Actually like probably some of the best dates that you do have because it's no pressure. It's no
Serena
pressure.
Looking like, oh hell no! Nah,
oh, you
wow
don't like free days?
I don't mind free days, but it's just too. It's to a certain extent. Like I'm not gonna sit in the car every other weekend.
Well, of I'm not course not. That, but like
I know
I'm just saying every now and then. Like
let's go watch a car. No, but I feel what you. I wouldn't consider that really a date. I just consider that spending time. Mm-hmm. A date to me is actually doing an activity. Like a free date could be a picnic to me.
True.
Or you riding a bike or something. Like that's a free date. Yeah. But like at home watching a movie, I wouldn't consider that a date. Gotcha. I would consider that just spending time with each other.
Yeah.
Cause
makes sense.
If you at home smashing, that's not a date. Like, oh, let's go have sex.
Let's have sex. We're dating. Hey.
Like,
so once you're past this whole awkward stage of dating and all this stuff, and you all decide to move in together, what now? So have any of you guys, like,
meet
live
me
with your...
at the altar and your wife
live with our significant other?
Yeah, have you all either ever lived with your significant other before?
No.
I haven't.
No. And to be honest, I would be very hesitant too because just of the stories that I've already heard, you really, really, really get to know a person that way. And as far as like the breakdown and who's paying for what, I just feel like that starts so much like unnecessary like issues mm-hmm. in your relationship. Like y'all could be all good going into this, babe, let's get a one bedroom. Okay, rent's due. Who's splitting what? Of course, you're going to have that discussion before, but who's paying for what? I honestly think that it should be split down the middle.
Thank you.
I really think it should be split down the middle until you are married. When you are married, things look a little different. And I'm not even going to get into that. But when you are dating, it should be split. Some people believe that the man should pay for the rent and the woman pays for like the utilities and everything else. To me, that's kind of, that's not fair.
It's
your
not.
Utilities is $150. Your rent, especially here, you're looking at like $1,500, $1,700. So.
But that goes back to like companionship. Like if it's somebody like if I move in with you, like I'm obviously thinking that I may end up marrying you. That's. If I'm living with you, we're going to end up getting married one day. That's my thought. Like, that's what I'm thinking in my
that's
head.
That's what you would do.
Yeah. So, like, okay. If I don't pursue moving in with you, I'm probably not thinking about marrying you right now. You know what I mean? So, but if I'm thinking about marrying you and we're going to build this empire together, I feel like everything should be split in half, like you said. Just because right now, you take both of your checks. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you don't know who makes more. I don't know who makes more than who in mm-hmm. In anybody else's situation, but I just feel like that shows that camaraderie. Like, I got you, you got me. We're holding it down. Mm-hmm. Say something happens where a person's not, like, if I'm working a good ass job, I'm a teacher, but the next person happens to be an employee at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? And I know they're not making as much.
They can
you know
be
what I'm saying?
Manager.
So you know, no, I'm just saying like if they're working the drive-through, hello, can I take your order? That's that spot. And I know they're making what $7 an hour, and their checks come home, and my check.
Is that minimum wage? I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm not sure. No,
I
more.
Feel
when
you.
When I was working out here, that's what it was at Taco Bell's and shit. But if they're making that much less than me, like I'm expecting to pay a little more because my career path is a little more stable than theirs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it's somebody that's still in school versus me working the full time, like you know what I'm saying? She's still in school. Okay, I understand. I'll take that load. You know what I mean? Especially if that's where I'm looking to meet you at. But
so
moving in with somebody?
So I actually have an experience with that. I've lived with my significant other before. And it actually wasn't that bad. But mm-hmm. just like you said, the financial aspect can very quickly put a damper on things. Yeah. So if that's not something that you all discuss fully in the beginning, or some situation happens, you know, people can lose their jobs, you know, fall on financial hardships. That can, you know, that's where we go back to
really
speaking
affect.
About, you know, mm-hmm. living off of one salary, you know, and the lowest one. So I feel like when you're ready to move in with each other, everything should be discussed, including who's going to do what in the house as well.
Absolutely.
So I believe that everything should be 50-50, you know, half rent, you know, half of everything. However, you have to make do with what your situation is. So just like Simon is saying, oh, well, if they're in school, you know, one person can take on the load until the other person gets back up. So I don't think that it always has to be 50-50, but it should be accommodating each person's situation.
So depending on.
Yeah, and, like, if you are dating that person and you have made this step to move in with them, then you know how that person is. You know how they'll react to certain things, how they'll react to financial discussions, because, you know, those can be awkward, just like we're talking about with dating. You know, financial discussions, especially if one person doesn't have it, it can get kind of hard. So for me, the only thing that was, like, really, besides, like, oh, well, you left this spoon in the sink, or you didn't help me do laundry, you know, dumb shit like that that you could get over. I think before you decide to move in with someone, you should definitely talk about finances and make sure that it's something that, you know, guys are both ready for. You know, and I think that I don't think it's this whole thing of, like, well, you have to be on that track to marriage, to move in together. Like, you do what you feel. Like, if you feel like it's time and you're ready to move in with this person, even if you're still shaking on the marriage part, then I say go for it. And if it doesn't work out, then it is what it is. But you sitting here like, oh, I'm going to keep my apartment, this person's going to keep their apartment because, you know, I don't know.
That should make shit hard on both of y'all, too.
I absolutely agree with you, because I feel like nowadays people are actually moving in together to save money.
Yeah, which
like,
is
like, we could be dated, we could be boyfriend, girlfriend, and we may not have even discussed marriage.
Yeah.
But in order for us to save money right now, then we going to move in together, and here's what we're going to do. In those situations, 50-50.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
we're in it together and we're trying to save, basically.
Make shit happen. Yeah.
But when you're
so
pursuing
the intention of,
correct,
the intention of why you're living together. So
it's very
if it's
important.
Out of love,
then that's
you
completely
can
different.
Work on
right.
that part aspect. But if it's really solely just for money, but y'all are dating though, it's solely for money. But y'all are
but
dating.
But you're dating, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You may not.
That shit does happen.
What if I feel like, I don't know. Maybe if it's like 6 months into your relationship, his lease is ending, your lease is ending. Everything is vibing, but it's 6 months. I'm not thinking about really marrying that person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But hey, babe, why don't we just get a one bedroom?
Yeah.
That's
we
true.
Splitting stuff. But if it's, babe, I love you, like, I want to get our place, then it's going to be a more in-depth conversation about, okay, let me cover 75%. And you keep this. Matter of fact, just get the groceries, cover the utilities. I got the rent. Maybe he got it.
Yeah.
Or maybe she say, I'll cover the rent, and you just handle, like, the household items and stuff. And it may eventually equal out. Or maybe you're going further into, like, splitting bills in general.
Yeah.
Like, you cover just all of the other bills, and I got the rent. Because rent, I keep saying this, rent is your most expensive bill.
After
you add everything else up, maybe that person is covering the car note, all of that other stuff, your credit cards, and that person is covering the rent. But that's that
also,
love shit. That's not we trying to save and make
some
moves.
Also,
right now,
my number one thing, this might seem so petty, but if you moving in together, you absolutely have to get a king size bed. I don't care. I will never go back to anything smaller than a king size bed.
Really?
You will sleep way better. You will
I
have
bet.
So much room. So let me tell you.
So much room for what?
For yourself. Literally for yourself to just like have peace of mind and like put your arms out and I have somebody.
So much room. Not sure what you've been doing in this king size.
No. Like literally just so you can sleep better. Because like with my significant, we was in a full size bed. It was horrible.
That nigga
but
like 6 foot, 200 pounds. That's a big nigga.
Yeah, it was my bed. It was my bed at the time. We just, you know, we just
didn't
even think
about
it. Yeah, but once we got that king size bed, all them little arguments, oh, you right up on me. Oh, you could you move over? All that was gone.
I'm definitely a cover snatcher. Like,
oh, yeah, we got two covers.
I'm definitely.
I thought about everything. I was like, you know what? King size bed, you have your own cover. I have my own cover. We don't have to worry. You have your own couple of pillows.
If I'm living with my significant other, a king size bed would definitely be ideal. Cause queen is
no,
just not,
it's a requirement. It's not even ideal. It's a requirement. I'm trying to save y'all relationships. I'm telling y'all.
So y'all went in college with a boo joint and had to sleep two on
it, and it was horrible.
Bed?
I'm not. It was bad. First of all, when I'm going to sleep, don't touch me. I may put
you're not a,
cuddle
person.
I may put a finger on you or something, or a little toe to make you feel a little comfortable. Do not touch me when I'm in my sleep zone. We could cuddle, but once I get sleepy, I would be like, no, move back. Like, let me go to sleep. Let me move my arms the way I want to move them.
You
don't
know,
touch me.
Some people sleep in separate beds. Like, literally, like,
I would not
just for their own sanity of being able to get your sleep. If you think about it, if you really, really think about it, not saying that I want to do that because I'm good with the king size, but some people literally need their own space when they're sleeping.
That makes fucking
and
sense.
And it doesn't mean that they don't love you. Yeah. It just means that I want my own damn bed so I can sleep, you know? So that's something else, too.
I definitely, when I start having male guests spend the night, that was such a big adjustment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like sharing a bed with anybody. Like, nobody. Like, you coming over to spend a night, I'll sleep on the floor. Like, you can have my bed. I just can't naturally fall asleep. Like, I'm always tossing and turning.
Are you a light sleeper?
I feel like...
I'm a light sleeper.
I feel like people tell people. I feel like I've been told that I move. Like, if somebody in the bed with me and they move, like, I'll wake up. But I don't really feel it myself. Okay. So, I just don't like... to feel like somebody, I just want to sleep. Yeah. Like, if I want to move my arm, I don't want to feel like I'm slapping you, then you waking up. I snore, but if I hear somebody else snore, it's like I want a knife, and I'm going to stand over you, like, shut the fuck up. But just let me fall asleep first.
Let me tell you something. I can't sleep if they're snoring. I'll wake you up. I'm that
be like,
person.
Yo, you snore. I'll try to adjust the head, the neck, be like, hold on, I got you. But I'm gentle with it. I'm gentle with it. You know what I'm saying?
No, at some point, I don't even be gentle. I'm like, wake up.
I don't care.
Huh? I don't want to wake nobody up because, you know, that's not good for the heart. You wake somebody up in the middle. Like,
nah, it's not good for my ears that you snore so damn loud. Fuck out of here.
The ears of the heart. You know, the eardrum of the heart. The heart is delicate, you know? So I try to move the head and be like, all right, you know, hey, shake you a little. You know what I'm saying? Wake up. You know, they stop snoring.
You too nice. At some point, like, if they keep snoring throughout the night. Like, if I have my earplugs, because I have earplugs. I literally have an eye mask and earplugs. I'm very sensitive to sleep.
I cannot sleep.
I have an eye mask and it comes off, but like.
Oh.
I have an eye mask and I have earplugs. And if I can hear you over my earplugs,
that's a problem.
Yeah.
Damn.
I remember when I was younger, me and my mom, it was me, my mom, and my stepdad at the time. We all went to Atlanta. It was in June. And this nigga was snoring. Like, like, in and out, you can hear it. And that's why I was sleeping on the bed, and I woke up, and I was up for the rest of the night. I can't do it.
I could too. I have to fall asleep first, but if I wake up and I hear you snore, it has to be a light, like,
like,
it has to be a light. But if you like, I would be like, if you in my house, get the fuck up and go sleep on the couch. I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not. I stopped talking to this guy before because when he was awake. Every time he exhaled, it was like a wheezing noise. I'm like, did you fucking swallow a rat or something? Like, what the fuck is that? And when it's quiet, shit. It was like, I'm like, what the fuck? I got asthma. Yo. Nigga, you work at a pharmacist.
Damn,
you work at a pharmacy.
That's messed up.
Get
I think that's kind of a petty reason to break up with somebody.
I'm not listening to a fucking mice in your throat every time you exhale.
Damn.
Do we get rats? Like, I'm looking around like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Not out the red. Like, ugh. Mm-mm.
God, okay.
Ouch. I would have been hurt if somebody broke me because of the way I breathe.
You told him that's why.
Yes, I told him, if you don't get that, like,
you know,
nigga,
I
got asthma.
That's funny you say
that.
You
don't hear me sounding like a fucking squirrel is jumping out my throat.
Yesterday, this kid in my class, he was like breathing real heavy. Right?
Was he wheezing like a mouse?
I don't know. I wasn't around him that long, you know what I mean? But he was just breathing. I noticed the breathing earlier, but I didn't pay no mind to it. And one of the students was like,
can you tell him to shut the fuck up?
Why the fuck you breathing like that? Like, I lie. I'm like, hey, watch your language. You know what I mean? But that's funny as hell.
It'd be the slightest shit, though. Like,
some people can't take, like, the little shit, though. Like,
people that talk
it might be little to you, but
spit on the side of their mouth. I could not date somebody like that. Like, if they I'd be like, swallow. Like, I would be looking at their mouth the whole time, like, swallow. Okay, swallow. Now. And I'd be like, wait, what'd you say? Did you swallow yet?
So you're like, really particular.
It is. Like, the slightest that thing can just turn me off. Wow. The slightest thing. But anyway, let's wrap it up. Trading places, gender roles. What are some takeaways?
I just have to make sure that I have enough money to buy tissues so I could afford the shit, you know. That's what I took away from that. I'm going to get that trademarked, and I say it at the most on the show.
You?
And I think it should be mine. I think I should just trademark it because I made it popping, yo. Like,
Naima, who said that line?
I can't lie. I listened back and you did say it first.
Oh, okay, I did. Okay.
But anyway, you didn't get a trademark. That shit happened every day, B. You better hurry up tomorrow.
I'm about to play with you. You have any takeaways?
What's my takeaway? I just feel like the gender roles that are assigned to us by society is going to be really hard to change. And I feel like you should just do you. Like, you shouldn't sit here and feel like you have to do something just because everybody else is doing it. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, then be a stay-at-home mom. If you want to move in with your significant other and y'all make it work, do it. Like, you don't have to play by anybody's rules. You know what I'm saying? If you're comfortable in your own skin, do what you do. And people are going to always have their gender roles. It's just how you react to it.
I agree. Just to piggyback off what you said, like, fuck tradition. I mean, we can like establish our core values and our morals from it, but if there is something that you and your significant other want to do, or if it's something that you want to do as a woman or a man that's basically not approved by society, do it. Like, nobody is really conforming these days. Everybody is literally like living life the way that they want to live life. If you wanna fucking tell your wife to stay at home while you making the bread, do it. Marry me. I'm out here. 8595. I'm just like. But if you want her to go to work, like, just do you. Whatever is suitable for your lifestyle. And ladies, if he has a fire stick,
make sure you get ready to take that dick.
Be prepared for the dick.
Now, I do have a question before we wrap it completely up.
What's up?
You're dating someone or whatever, right? Like, what are like expectations that you expect from the man? What do you expect him to do? Like, you know, you dating, I'm. Every superwoman. All right, so like when you're dating someone and like. Me, for example, like, my expectation is, or what I do, I open the door for ladies in general. You know what I mean? So every time, she's not touching my door. Like, when it comes to getting in and out of my car, I got the fucking door. Like, when it comes to entering the building, I got the fucking door. Like, what is it, like, that you look for, like, in a man to do?
Just one, because I have a list. But to choose one.
Just name a few things.
He has to be respectful. Mm-hmm. That's like ultimately, like, I just have to feel respected in the relationship, whatever type of relationship it is. Mm-hmm. I would want him to eat I don't know what you want to say. Like, make sure he
thank you for joining. Wow.
Make sure he got a good tongue work. Like, what do you want me to say?
That escalated quickly.
No, I'm dead ass. Like, that's a requirement. Like, make sure you know what you're doing in the bedroom.
So if he's like a rookie at this shit, because he only had one or two bodies in his life. But you hear me out. Let me finish the scenario, and this nigga just treats you like no one has ever treated you. You have this love for him. It just, your heart is his now. Like, it just belongs to him. But you get in the bedroom and he's like, he doesn't know what he's doing.
He's
exactly
doing that
yet.
Little
so you
slow
won't,
grind with his body. I'll ask him to leave.
Yeah. So you wouldn't teach him how to do it.
I don't have time. Is he? I'm not teaching a grown ass man how to do anything in the bedroom.
How about we save himself for marriage? Then you get married and then that happens.
He's saving his performance for marriage.
I'm talking about his virginity to marriage. Like, he had sex once or twice. And
that's
was like, I'm going to wait till marriage.
I would respect that.
So would you, like, teach him?
No, I would send him to a class. I would probably hire somebody else to teach him. I'm dead ass, actually. I would probably hire somebody else to teach him.
I'm so not teaching you. Want to hear my expectations?
Yeah, I do want to hear expectations. Okay. I'm done with her.
So my expectations of my significant other, I don't really have like certain things they should do, like open a door and shit. Like mm-hmm. I don't really give a fuck about that. I open mm-hmm. your door, you open my door. It doesn't matter. But I expect them to love me, like be there for me, be supportive, you know, mm-hmm. encourage my dreams. I encourage yours. Like whatever I would want them to do, I would expect them to expect me to do the same. Does gotcha. That make sense?
Gotcha.
So it shouldn't be like, well, my nigga need to do this, 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 and this, and then I'm sitting here not doing shit. Like mm-hmm. that's not how true, I. True, that's true. Not healthy. Yeah, like I told y'all, I'm a romantic. Like if you love me, if you. You know, I'm not a material person, so you mm-hmm. don't have to be rich. You just have to have ambition. I have to know that you have a good head on your shoulders. I need to be able to bring you to my family.
Yeah, facts.
I can't bring nobody to my family who don't have goals, you know what I'm saying? Don't really, you know, not really doing anything. So, like, you just, I don't know. My expectations are, it's not like it's very few, but I don't have this list. And
you.
Towards the bedroom thing, I'm different from Sarita. I just feel like, you know, you don't have to teach someone, but you guys can, you vibe with somebody. If you really love them, then, you know, things like that can be worked on.
They'll learn, not teach. They'll learn on their own.
They can learn. You don't have to, like, say, hey, put it there or move this way. But you can tell somebody how you like it.
I tell him to go to www.porn. I will get him the name of the clip, watch it for a week, and hit me up. That's your trial run. Period. Point blank.
Well,
I just feel like I know what I want already.
Nah, I don't really. Like you said, I just want somebody like that care to show that same affection back.
I expect them not to cheat.
Not to cheat.
That's my expectation.
That's probably like number one.
That you not cheat.
What is cheating?
Emotionally and physically.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that, Sarita?
Anything that you feel like you couldn't tell your significant other about and they wouldn't get upset.
Facts.
I feel like if you feel like you need to hide that thing, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
True.
That should be the guideline.
What if you don't feel like you should hide it and you still tell them?
And you still tell them and then they get upset? Yeah. That's the only thing I can see.
Like, babe, I just fucked somebody.
Didn't I tell you that she was a savage?
Well, then, I don't
is
think
that cheating?
That is yes. cheating.
But you just said if you feel like you
nah,
can hide
I think she
are
meant.
They going to no, get upset I'm if you fuck somebody just, else? I'm pretty sure they would.
I think there's something Sarita wants to tell us.
And just wanted to let you know. Oh, you cool? Oh, we all cool.
Yeah, I'm at your sister's house right now, so we good. Shit, we good.
But that like a kid. Set it off scene.
Oh, what you shit. Think cheating is?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'd rather...
Because we say emotionally and physically. Do you believe in emotional cheating?
Yeah, it is emotional cheating. If I'm spending time with somebody and I'm starting
worst.
To really like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that is worse.
Rather than, I'd rather. Nah, niggas, I'm different.
What?
Don't do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'd rather, I feel more comfortable like just. Nah, I can't say that. Yeah, they both feel the same weight to me. Like, they both hold the same weight.
I would
you
rather
think
you
so?
Fuck somebody than be in love with another bitch.
Because men are real territorial, so if you fuck somebody, that's another can of worms. And if you just texted somebody, that's another can of worms. Like,
so do you think you could, which one do you think you would?
Can tolerate more.
Would be able to get over more. Or is that even
possible?
They both
hold the same weight. Because even if we push through it, I'm still going to remember, like, damn, another nigga was fucking my girl. You remember Best Man? And that nigga kept replaying that shit in his mind. And he took that nigga and threw him on the balcony because he was
so
like.
You're not going to forgive her?
Who,
y'all ain't
going
to never. Get, yeah.
I don't know.
It's
never happened
about
to me
gender
to my
roles,
knowing.
Right? There's a thing where, like, if guys cheat, you know, the girl is sometimes expected to forgive.
Definitely.
But if the girl cheats, your whole fucking world is over.
That's real life.
Your whole world is over because
you don't think her world is over when you cheat on her?
I mean, I'm not saying that it's not. I'm pretty sure it is, but I feel like women, majority of the women out here, they will give the nigga a second chance after fucking some other bitch. excuse my language, ladies. I don't really use that word too much, too often, but
oh, you got
in that aspect, she gonna be like, yo, you fuck that bitch, whatever, whatever, be mad, but he has another chance to get back in.
It's called forgiveness.
And but that's niggas, something that I don't feel like guys really
men have. Don't, men don't have that in life. Them like that. So I don't feel like
if you my if you're my girl, or they don't want to have it in them.
It's hard. I'm not making no excuse. I'm just saying off of me. Like if you my girlfriend, someone I'm dealing with, he fucking someone else. You know what I'm saying? You fucking someone else, and then you tell me like you fucking someone else. Shit, that shit gonna hurt. That shit, you know what I mean? Like that's just like damn. And if you're emotionally attached to someone else, that shit's still like, damn, it's like the same feeling for a man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you let that nigga inside of you, like.
Okay, and vice versa. And women, if the women, guy fucking cheated, like.
You're going inside of someone.
The fuck? But it don't feel the same, though. Like.
And some of y'all going inside and leaving your seat. Anyway, so we're going to wrap things up. Just go to our
news. We could come back to that. That's going to be another plenty episode. Plenty of seat our everywhere. Relationship episode.
Yes. So, what's today in our newsfeed? What do we have? Did y'all hear about the police officer that was driving, like, over 90 miles an hour and hit... It was a car accident, and it ended up killing the baby?
I didn't hear about it.
Like, the police officer was literally going... I think it was, like, 94 miles an hour, and...
You're not even supposed to be driving that fast, because if I'm driving that fast, I'm fucking license going to snap my picture and send me a damn ticket.
Exactly. Was this, were they going somewhere, or was it just like they were just driving fast? Was it like
a were they going to a scene?
No, he was off duty. He was an off duty cop. And he ended up
They're going to sugarcoat that shit.
So he ended up getting in a car crash, and the baby, I think it was a 2-year-old child, she died. Mm-hmm. However, not only was there charges brought upon the police officer, the African American mother also received charges.
What was her charges?
I believe it was negligence. I'm not sure, but it was because the child was not properly secured in the car seat. So I feel as though I'm kind of, matter of fact, Naima, you tell me what you think about it, because I'm on the fence. I'm on both sides
in terms of her getting charges.
Correct.
What was
like
his charges?
I feel as though in my profession that those charges should actually hold weight, because we went through a whole fucking day training learning how to install a car seat, because it's very important. And
yeah.
If you do get in a car accident with these kids, like, if they're not secure properly, they can die. However, the police officer was going 94 miles an hour. So we cannot hypothetically speak and say if the child was secure properly that she still wouldn't have died. And I really think because it was a cop and because the woman, I do want to play the race card, because she was black, that they brought those charges upon her.
Did the police receive any?
Yeah.
What did he get?
He killed the baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that the charges against the mom are correct. She didn't strap her child in right. I don't care if you're black, white, Asian. If you don't strap your child in right, you know, she didn't know that. Damn, she was going to get into a car accident, but mm-hmm. you don't know anything every time you get into a car, especially with your child. That should be your number one priority. And, like, okay, she, like, was a black lady, but, like, if so it was a white lady, I would feel the same way. She's black. I'm black. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. You wouldn't strap your child in correctly.
I 100% agree with you. However... Who's to say that child was really... I don't know. It's just like...
Hold
I'm
on one
so
second.
But if
hold
the,
on
child,
one second.
But if
hold
the
on.
Child died...
How old was the child?
Two. But,
2 years
but listen,
old.
Listen. If the child was secured correctly and they still died, then she wouldn't have charges,
but
right?
I just feel like...
But she wouldn't
I feel
have
like,
the charges
I feel like,
that
I feel like,
has,
I feel like,
right?
I feel like
not necessarily.
Certain places, right?
You don't think so?
Not necessarily. He was a cop.
Hello.
But she didn't put her child in the seatbelt correctly.
But how do you know that? Hold on. How do you know that for sure? That's what the police are saying, right?
That's all I'm
Because the police
saying.
Are going to cover their ass regardless. You know what I mean? They're going to cover their ass regardless.
Well,
and
we're really not going to know exactly
you're not gonna
what
know.
Happened.
But at the end of the day, even if she did mistakenly put her child in there like that, and you want to charge her with negligence, it's an accident.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Me it's hitting, not an accident that
on,
she didn't put
out,
her child
out,
in the,
out,
in the
please,
car
please,
seat
please,
correctly.
Let me talk. Please let me talk. Let me talk real quick. Please. So if I'm driving down the highway, right, And then I'm trying to hit my brakes, but they're not going down because there's something stuck under. So I have to go down and pick it up, and I get up, and I accidentally tap somebody. It's an accident. I have insurance to take care of that, correct? Right? Mm-hmm. So insurance is not, I'm not going to go to jail for it just accidentally hitting somebody with, just because I'm strapped up. No, they're going to, we're going to stop. We're going to call the cops. They're going to observe the scene. We're going to call our insurance. We're going to, our insurance is going to determine who was at fault, right? So 94 miles an hour.
But we're talking about, the lady did not secure her child into her car seat correctly, right? Mm-hmm. Shit, and she's getting charges because she didn't do so, right? What's the problem? Like, why is it such a big deal that she's getting charged? Because she didn't take the time out to secure her child in.
Mm-hmm. Is she, but so, okay, with that, is she saying that she didn't? Is she saying that she made that mistake?
Of course she's not going to say she didn't.
Right,
she's not going to admit that.
What I'm trying to say, so
that's,
have you
traumatizing,
ever, hold on. I got pulled over. Right, I got pulled over, and the cops saying they found cocaine in my car. So I'm going to jail for cocaine. You know, some cops actually fabricate that stuff, and they have it on them, and they put it down.
Of course.
Look what we found in your car.
But
you know what I mean? So,
but will we be talking about this as passionately if it was some white lady or Asian lady? Will we be upset that
fuck.
She...
I wouldn't give a fuck.
You wouldn't,
I'm sorry,
right?
I'm sorry, because...
Exactly.
They,
so, like...
They don't get
a
fucked
white
with
lady,
like we get fucked
it,
with, though.
I don't care.
If it was a white lady, they would
about...
try to sugarcoat it and pay her off and keep her silent. But it's a black lady, we're going to put some charges on her so the cop won't look as bad. A kid that used to go to my school that I teach at now got hit crossing the street, right? By an off-duty fire chief, right? He was off duty, hit the kid that was crossing the street. The kid dies, right? Mm-hmm. They're not charging the fire chief for going over the speed limit. They're charging the kid because there's no cross intersection on the street that has no cross intersection. So when the light is red, that's the only time he can run across the street.
Yes, and that's
so
not right.
He got off of it, off on it too.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That situation isn't right.
Okay, so I
but the
actually
lady didn't
no
secure.
Proof,
I see
no
both
proof.
Of you all's point.
Of
which
course.
Is why
and they don't
I
have
I'm
no proof that she did put it secure. Like,
so
either
I'm saying,
way,
he's
you
2 years
say,
old. He's 2 years old. What? I'm pretty sure she's been locking him up in the car every day
for
the past
2 years.
You don't know
that. Some people have off days and all this stuff. But, like, if she didn't secure her child in correctly.
You agree with the charges.
If that's what happened, then I don't see what the problem is. I think mm-hmm. that it's being made a big deal because she is black. Like I said, if she was white, Asian, or anything, will we feel as passionately about it?
I wouldn't.
No.
But she probably,
but if you look, if that's
mistake,
the
though,
situation
I
and
there.
She didn't secure her child in correctly, mm-hmm. and it, what if it was a regular person who hit, and it wasn't an off-duty cop, and they hit her and
regular,
the child
that,
died,
that,
like,
that
would we be as passionate about it? Would we be as passionate about it if it was a white lady and an Asian man hit the damn car going 94 miles per hour and the white lady didn't secure her child incorrectly?
I would care, the same exact charges. I would care just because it's a child's life. You know what I mean? Like, I would care
of
just
because
it's the child's life. And that's,
but
like,
you wouldn't be speaking as passionately
about
it.
That's a hard pill to swallow as any parent, no matter what race you are, to say, like, yo, I just... My son or my daughter just died at
and
the
I
age of
charges.
2. And I have to put my kid down to sleep. I have to put him underground, and then I have charges on the back of that. And you don't really know, because, you know what I'm saying, anybody could fabricate anything. They could talk to you, make you feel like you did something wrong, even if you did do it correct. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
Wakandan,
why they're gonna
whatever.
Go to court.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I just feel like, number one, I will still be upset that a mother whose child just died has charges brought upon them because of the car seat. I understand the severity of securing a child in the car seat. However, if the accident did not happen, the child would not have been, like, dead.
And if it was a slow, if the car
secondly,
was going on 30
because
miles.
Of the African American relationship with police officers, we cannot help but think that something fishy is going on. And this actually reminds me of the series 7 Seconds, because it was a car accident. The officer hit a child on a bike.
That was, I
and
saw
they
that
covered
first
it up.
Episode. That was
they
horrible.
Always gonna cover it
so
up.
My thing is, like they say in the series, they see blue, cops see blue, whatever. They're gonna cover up for another cop. So I cannot help
are.
But think, even fuck the series, just with what's going on in the real world, I just can't help but think that those charges was brought upon her on some foul shit.
I think it's foul just because there's a video of a dude running away from the cops and he still shoot him, and he didn't get in trouble. It's because he's black. I feel like most black people, they're going to find a way to, if they kill us or they harm us or anything like that, they have a reason why it happened. Mm-hmm. gonna look
into that. Oh, the mom didn't secure the seat.
I'm gonna look into that because I'm ignorant to it. So I'm gonna have to look into it to really be able to fight my case or say how I feel about it because I don't really know too much about it.
But both of them were charged. I could see if the mom was if they were saying
you 100% sure the cop was charged.
The cop was charged.
So I'm saying both of them were charged. It's not like it was just the mom. They're saying that it was the mom's fault. They're saying this is why the child died because he hit the car at that miles per hour and she didn't secure it correctly.
Okay, I have a scenario for you.
Okay.
Mom is in a store because this happened too. Mom is in a store. She's trying on shoes. The baby is an aisle over. 3 years old, 2 years old, an aisle over.
Why is the baby not, why is she not your child?
A mirror falls on a child.
I saw that, the Payless one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it mom's fault? Should mom be responsible for being neglectful because she was not watching her child? Should she have charges brought upon her?
How did the mirror fall?
I don't know. Just listen to the scenario. Should the mom be charged with neglect?
How old is
child
the kid?
Neglect.
How old is
but
the kid?
She wasn't watching the kid was her three. Child.
So she should Why be charged. Are you not,
I don't know if she should particularly be charged, but you don't think that's something to talk about? The fact that she let her child
go in
another aisle while she's trying on shoes? I mean, we ain't know a damn mirror was going to fall on a child, but damn, like, why you let your child in another aisle?
She should be charged.
So, okay, so somebody kidnapped her child. Like, what the heck?
She's
like,
an aisle over, though. I'm pretty sure she's talking to him. You know what I mean?
So what I'm asking is, should she be charged?
No, she shouldn't be charged. The store needs to be charged because their mirrors ain't sturdy enough.
Naima, should she be charged?
I don't know.
So I just feel as though you cannot predict. Now, I do child protection services.
But the
she should be charged for neglect. However, my thing is, you cannot predict an accident. So then
you have to go case by case then.
You do. However, I just don't feel as though this mother purposely put this child in danger. It was solely the police officer's fault. Period. That's how I feel.
I don't agree. I'm going to
have to say that child been secured in the car seat? Absolutely. Before you leave the hospital, you got to bring the damn car seat to the hospital.
I just feel like they both got charged. Like, I think it's both their fault.
I'm going to look into it more.
I think it's both their fault.
Oh, yeah, I do want to apologize to Monique on the comments I made on her last week's show. I actually looked into the facts, you know.
What'd you come up with? No, this is great.
I came to realization that she has done a lot and she does a lot of stuff for the culture. And did y'all see how she put Charlamagne on his place? Like, that shit was crazy. I was like, damn.
I didn't like the way she talked to him, though.
Okay, Simon. Because
that nigga's ignorant all the time.
I mean,
and
but
that shit.
I love Charlamagne.
I love it too. But
just like you went to go do your research, mm-hmm. I will say this, and I probably misspoke. Monique was hot. Monique is a legend. However, she does not appeal to the individuals of this generation. So I still stand behind the fact that she should have got more money. Her audience would not have been our generation. Mm-hmm. However, they should still honor her as a legend. I think she's an icon. So I agree.
I feel like they should offer her a little more than what they offered her.
Of course.
Because I watched Chappelle last night, too, and he's hilarious as fuck still till this day. Like,
he is. Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I do want to apologize for discrediting her a lot last week. So I apologize. True. I take that. One question for y'all before we close out.
We're not done. We know we're near
done. My bad.
We're a little tired, guys. Sorry.
Anyway, same shit, different day. We actually got somebody that DM'd us.
Woo.
For same
First
shit, different
person.
Day. That needs advice. The person would like to remain anonymous. So I'm going to use a fake name. Okay, y'all ready?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I wonder, is that person from Brooklyn Park in Anne Arundel County, like the white or Brooklyn, New York?
They probably from White Plains just trying to claim Brooklyn.
Who they?
Okay. It's like not playing.
So it says, hi, my name is Brooklyn. I've been celibate for 3 years. I'm talking to someone right now, and I want to continue my celibacy. So what are some fun ways to spice up the relationship without sex? So she's not doing oral neither? Probably so. I think celibate is no oral, no anal, no intercourse, period. Celibacy. From my understanding, right? That's what celibacy is.
Yeah, I think so. So first off, I want to say kudos to you. I think that's really amazing that you are taking on that journey and just exploring life without that distraction, because sex can be very it can just, you know, it could just make you different. So kudos to you. I think some ways that you can kind of help yourself stay on that path is by discussing it with the person that you're with. Make sure they have an understanding of, you know, what you want to do. Because some people, you know, you'll be on that journey and they'll be like, but why can't we just, or if we just, you know, like, no. If that's what you want to stick to, then you stick to it and make sure your partner knows it. I think that doing a lot of activities, like, outside of the bedroom would really help in terms of, like, going out and, you know, just enjoying time with each other. Because when you are in that intimate space, it makes it a lot harder. So just talk to your person, talk to your significant other, try to do romantic things, you know, try to accomplish intimacy in different ways. I don't know everything because I've never tried that celibate thing, but that's what that's
get what I get.
What you think, Simon? Simon, stop.
He ain't don't no fucking celibacy.
Nah,
ain't no motherfucking celibacy.
I respect what you're trying to accomplish. I don't really know what you're trying to accomplish, but
well, some people, like,
if you want to be celibate,
have the journey.
That's a challenge, actually, and you get to know. You take sex out the picture for, you get to really know somebody. You know what I mean? Because sometimes the sex be so great and you be in love and all that shit. And then you like, damn, this the joint for me or this the nigga for me, because the sex be so great. When you take that aspect out, you get to see them for who they really are. So
definitely,
I say stay strong, because that shit hard as fuck.
You ever tried it before?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
What you just say? You said, keep going.
I don't know what I just said. I'm just.
I heard that.
What'd I say?
I'm not going to
repeat it. Did he say?
That's what I heard.
Anal? That's what I thought.
I did not say nothing about no anal.
Naeem, did you hear that?
I did hear it.
I heard that.
I didn't say nothing about no anal. I forgot what I was trying to say. But
I asked you, have you ever tried to be celibate before?
Have I ever tried to be celibate before?
On purpose, not just because you couldn't.
I gave that shit up for Lent a couple years ago.
Did it go well?
No.
Masturbation is that considered?
No, you can do that when you're masturbate. Celibate.
Okay. But
so, I feel like she asks, what are some fun ways to spice up the relationship without sex? I think y'all can play with each other. If that's not, if you don't consider.
Nah, that shit going, no.
No, because then at least.
Niggas get blue balls.
She can finish them off with her hand.
No. That defeats the point.
That's like.
She said some fun ways to spice it up.
That's not. You're fun not ways supposed to
spice their relationship up? Go paintballing. Go.
That's why I said, like, do activities tagging, outside of the bedroom.
That's not no spice. That's some white spice. That ain't no spice.
That is. That's taking you away from
the bedroom and wanting
the temptation of wanting to go have sex.
Okay, so
if I go to dinner with you and I'm drinking this wine, my eyes start to get low, your eyes start to get low. I want to fuck the shit out of you tonight. I'm gonna keep drinking. You know what I mean?
But, okay, so I honestly believe
fun shit. Go to a jump zone. Go to a fucking.
She did not say fun.
Spice it up. That's spicing the relationship up.
She said spice it. I feel as though it depends on why you're being celibate and what your reasons are. So if you're doing it spiritually, then it could be a whole different tie to that. I don't know what spicy things you can do if you're doing it for spiritual reasons. But if you yourself want to figure out who you are, you don't want sex to cloud your judgment, but you're still a sexual being. If I have this conversation with my man up front, or the person that I'm dating or in a relationship with, like, look, I'm not fucking. Like, that's just not what I'm doing. These are the things that I'm willing to do, though. Yes or no? You down for it or you not? Of course, all of that, like, temptation is going to come where you're going to want to do more. But if you already know what you signed up for, and you want me to play with it, and you already know nothing is going to happen after that, then fine. Motherfuckers been getting hit and getting, what do we call for a girl? Ate out? Whatever. Mm-hmm. You want me? In rated PG, if somebody goes down on a woman, before people started having sex, from my understanding, that was like the first process of it. So it was an understanding, like, this is all I want is oral sex. This is what we're going to do. And then it slowly progressed. Some people just went right in. So if I'm telling you that this is something that I just want to do, then y'all can, like, I'm not just saying masturbate. Like, y'all can to spice it up, because in my head, spice it up means in a sexual way without actually fucking. You can be intimate without having sex. So, like, learn y'all different spots. I mean, you just have to have self-control.
I thought how are we spicing it up, though?
But that's what she asked. How do you spice it up? Like, you can all, like, use the little, like, edible stuff. I did not lose my virginity until I was in my adult years, like I keep saying. And it wasn't the fact that I was being celibate fully, like, around. But my thing was, I'm not having intercourse with you. And these are the things that I will do. These are the things that I just won't do. So if he's okay with that, or if she's okay with that, then you go with it. If that person is not, then you're not really talking to them. But from what it looks like, they're dating. Mm-hmm. And they've been talking for a while. So he already knows, like, what to expect and what not to expect. So I would have that conversation. I would bring it to the table. Like, we can try some other things, but this is where we pineapples it.
Give him long hugs, make him feel loved. Kiss him on the cheek and on the forehead a lot. Caress him, give massages, body massages. A lot of people don't do that shit. Like, give each other massages, yo. Since you're not having sex.
All these things I'm listening to y'all say, it just leads to sex. So that's why I said stay out of the bedroom. Like, kiss don't his even neck. Have the temptation of doing that.
Rub his balls, but don't go further. Yeah, I fully understand what you're saying, but when I hear the word spice it up, like if I'm asking my girls, like, yeah, what can I do in the bedroom to spice it up? I'm thinking about some exotic shit that I could pull out and I could do a dance.
Like, shit, I'm going to handcuff her to the bed and then I'm going to go, you know, but.
I'm gonna handcuff you to the bed and I'm gonna leave you there because we ain't doing it.
Help.
So for the individual that wrote us, I feel as though if that's something that you're doing, you're practicing celibacy, that's great in this day and age. Like, keep doing it, because sex definitely does cloud your judgment. But as far as spicing it up, if you really want to keep the guy's mind off of sex, you can't spice it up. You just gotta do shit like they said. Go on fun dates, have more conversation, shake up, like, do something. Cause even kissing leads to it. So yeah.
Shit, go running together. Go fuck into the gym, work out together. Fuck it.
Like, watch each other sweat. That's a little spicy. But yeah, thank you for writing in to us. We definitely appreciate it.
That was a good one.
Give us some feedback. Okay.
So what about our shout them out?
So of course on this segment we basically shout out Black-owned businesses, and today we have Banny Beats. Banny Beats is a cold pressed fresh juice company that refusing to adopt any shortcuts where the quality of their product is sacrificed. Health and wellness stands at the root and their core values. The success of their company is heavily predicated on their vow to never manipulate nature's purity and provide a premium product. I'm tongue-tied. We are an organic farm fresh and locally made business. Their juice are loaded with nutrients, and it's a quick, healthy, and tasty way to support a healthier lifestyle. Each combination has been carefully designed to ensure their customers have a superior quality juice. They protect and seal each juice in a recyclable glass jar. One juice a day will keep the doctor at bay. Banny Beats is located in Chicago, Illinois. You can follow them on Instagram at Banny's Beat, B-A-N-I-S. B-E-E-T-S. And you can check out their website, because they do deliver if you are in the Chicago area, at bannysbeat.com. So that information can be found on our Instagram page. So if you are in the Chicago area, shout out to Shite Town all day every day. Please check out Banny's Beat. I've actually been knowing the owner for over, how old am I, 26? Over like 19, 20 years. I've been knowing her forever. So check her out. And the juice is so good.
What's your favorite one?
It's the orange, ginger, and carrot juice. When I say, like, I'm like, give me more. Like, it's really good. So check her out, y'all.
Nice. So I guess I would like to leave you guys with my usual stay positive. And I definitely had to think about that these past couple of days. There have been a couple of hiccups within my day, especially with my car. Guys, cars are like the worst. But I had to just take a step back and really just kind of like calm down and, you know, think about it in another light. So stay positive, you guys, if you're having a rough week. Hopefully we brought you some laughs and a little bit of, you know, thinking material for the rest of your week. And tell your friends about us.
Adios.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. It's like, nah. But I do appreciate you guys for listening in, tuning in. All the feedback that we're getting is, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes, we definitely appreciate y'all.
Be sure to know your significant other. That's what I leave you guys with. Know your significant other. Know what their do's and don'ts are before proceeding into this relationship. And don't just move in with anybody, because that shit could fuck shit up too. But if y'all doing it for business purpose, by all means.
If it's a contract, and love, do what you gotta
do. You can
do
it for love too.
So yeah, thanks y'all. Thank you all. I'm tongue-tied today,
she
y'all.
She said that last week too.
I think I'm just a little, what is it? I could be tongue-tied. You think? No. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Don't Forget to Mention. And also check us out on Twitter at Don't Forget to Men, minus the tension. And check us out on SoundCloud. And you always can email us any suggestions on topics, or if you want to participate in our Same Shit Different Day segment, please email us. And ladies, if he got a fire stick, just know you're about to take some dick.
Hey, Sarita,
she about to steal your quote now.
Can you
y'all
say
just did
Peter
it to
Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers?
Peter Piper picked a Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Pick if Peter Piper picked a pepper, then what did Peter pick? Because Peter Piper picked that pepper.
Wait, I have one last question. Hey, Simon, did you see?